Many Tennesseans could end up paying more for health insurance next year, despite a sizable drop in average rates on the individual marketplace. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports that's because subsidies are also shrinking, often more than the monthly premiums.
There's nothing simple about calculating how much someone will pay for coverage through the Affordable Care Act, which is why Jennifer Tolbert of the Kaiser Family Foundation recommends everyone shop around rather than just keeping their current plan.
Because things are changing so much, the plan that they're in now, which may have been the most affordable one for them last year, may suddenly no longer be the most affordable plan option.
That's because of a peculiar way subsidies are calculated. They're based on the cost of the second cheapest silver level plan. And since the price of those mid-level plans in Tennessee dropped even more than the bronze and gold coverage, the subsidies don't go quite as far. For example, a 40-year-old man in Nashville making $30,000 a year will no longer have a free option and would actually pay considerably more for a gold plan. Most people qualify for some kind of subsidy, but those who don't will directly benefit from the reduced premiums, which are down 10 to 20% after years of substantial increases. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.